I'm Dave Freund, and this is The Next Page. I'm not with Marissa. I'm not with Randy. I'm not with Brian, and I'm not with my dad, but I do have Hillary Hext with me. Hillary, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Hillary is the training manager for MACNE, and we're very excited to have you. So, Hillary, tell us a little bit about Hillary. Where did Hillary come from?
So, professionally, I worked at Marcourt prior to MACNE. I worked there for 5 years in HR and training. So I have a background in manufacturing and doing HR and different training aspects, development, things like that. So I came to MACNE this past January.
January, yeah. So are you our newest employee still? I think
so, besides, you know, some consultants and things like that. Yeah.
And Hillary, so what do you do for MACNE? I mean, you manage training, so you basically make sure I'm where I'm supposed to be and doing what I'm supposed to do. But what courses do you teach?
So I teach sexual harassment, Myers-Briggs type indicator, which is a personality training. Yeah. I do some different communication trainings, generational workplace, which has to do with generations and millennials and baby boomers like us.
Right.
That's what I like to focus on, and just managing our external and internal trainers.
Great. And you do a very good job with that, and I'm really thankful to have you here. And today we're turning the tables on me a little bit.
Yeah.
So instead of me interviewing somebody, you're going to interview me. So
yes,
it's all yours.
Do it. So, and not to mention, I am a certified John Maxwell.
You are, yes.
Team coach and trainer, new in August. So
there's two of us here on staff. JMT.
I'm just starting, but
yeah, that's good. Yeah. You know, John Maxwell likes to say that means we share the JMT DNA.
Yes, yes, we have our little heart pins.
Our heart pins with DNA on it. Yep.
So we're going to talk a little bit about growth
and
intentional growth, because that's a lot of what John Maxwell talks about
and
what we do here at MACNE. So you're always telling people, you know, how to be intentional about growth. And what do you really mean about that? Like, it just sounds like a bunch of buzzwords, really.
Okay. That's a great question. So things just don't happen by accident. Nothing in life happens by accident. You know, there are people that they kind of go through life taking it as it comes. And that's got to be a really sad life. You know, that's a life that I don't think has any purpose because they don't know why they're living.
Yeah.
And my point is, what's the point? Mm-hmm. So when I talk about being intentional about growth, is that change is inevitable and growth is optional. And I know that's one of the buzzwords that I use. And I probably stole that from John as well. But you have to decide to grow. Mm-hmm. You have to make a plan for your life to grow. You've got to figure out where you want to go. What is it you'd like to achieve? Mm-hmm. And then you have to figure out where you are. And it's like a journey. So if I think about growth, being intentional about growth is planning my growth journey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is where I'd like to be someday. How do I get there?
Right.
And what resources are there to help me get there? So I guess that's what I mean by being intentional about it. I think a life lived with intentionality is a much more rich life.
Yeah.
You know, you wake up in the morning with a plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's not that I'm this super rigid person that has this plan that I don't deviate from, but I have certain guiding principles in my life, and I live those intentionally.
Okay. So you spoke about this plan. So what are some strategies you use to create the plan, or not only create the plan, but what is the plan? So what does that mean for you?
Okay, so for me, my growth is focused in the area of leadership.
Mm-hmm.
I want to become better at knowing more about leadership. Mm-hmm. So, and I have a passion for leadership because I believe that, so let me explain why I believe that. I believe that our nation, our world is starving for leaders.
Mm-hmm.
I think that when I look back at my history in manufacturing, there's a lot of managers. There's very, very few leaders. A leader is a person, and I love to use this example. A leader, the best example I can come up with a leader is like a Sherpa that takes people to the top of Mount Everest. They take people to a place they can't go by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They let them see something they never would have seen without the leader's help. then they go back down the mountain and they find more people and they take them back to the top. So leaders are people that are always trying to help people achieve things in their life that they couldn't achieve on their own. And that's, to me, is the difference between being successful and being significant, having a significant life. So I want, if I want to have a live a life of significance and I want other people to, I think leadership is the way you get there. So for me, my growth is primarily focused around leadership. So if I want to be a better leader, then I need to focus on what does it mean to have a better relationship with people? What does it mean to have better skills? You know, John Maxwell likes to say, you can't give what you don't have. So for me, the structure looks like this. Anytime I can find a book on leadership, I will put it on my list. I'm not a person that likes to read because I had a bad astigmatism. I have bad astigmatism in my eyes. I also had learning disabilities when I was in school. They just didn't realize what it was. They just said I was lazy and didn't care, which I started to believe for a while. So I do a lot with audiobooks.
Nice.
Now, one of my one of the things I realize is if I don't have a system, I won't do it. So I buy an annual subscription to Audible.
Nice.
So every month, if I don't use it, I'm wasting $14. So every month I'm thinking about, okay, what's my next book? And the neat part is once you get used to it, you actually start saying, wow, I wish I had an extra one because this book I got finished with very, very quickly. So sometimes I'll actually buy a second book. I also buy most of the time the hard copy of the book. Because if I hear a spot in the book that I really like, I can then go to the hard copy and highlight it. Or so that's kind of how my library builds. So that's one piece, is to make sure that I've got the system going where every month I'm reading a different thought leader.
Okay.
Bit of advice I would give people on this one, though. Don't just focus on leadership books.
And why is that, David?
So this advice I got from my son, Tim. Tim said to me once, he goes, Dad, you got to stop just listening to leadership books. And I said, why? He goes, you need to add more, have more people speak into your life, different types of things. So I said, like what? And I probably said it just like that.
It can only be leadership.
Yeah. It's like what, Tim? And then he said, well, and this, so he was teaching me a very profound principle about growth. He said, you want to write more. So you need to read different writers.
Right.
You need to learn how different people write. And then, so that's when I started reading some of Peggy Noonan's books. She was a speechwriter for Ronald Reagan. She was the one that wrote the announcement that he would read the night of the Challenger accident. And there was the phrase that I'm going to probably butcher up, but it was something like, these brave heroes slipped the surly bonds of earth to touch the face of God.
Wow.
You know, and so when you start hearing the way other people write, it changes how you write.
Yeah.
So I've noticed that even in my writing, I'm picking up different things from different writers. And that was thanks to Tim. And then Tim would also say, well, you like history, read some history books. So I've so I've done that. And the most recent book that actually I just finished is a brand new book by Chris Steigerwald, who's a political analyst. And it's called Every Man a King. And it's about populists that have gone, that have been in politics since, you know, probably, well, since Andrew Jackson, who would have been the first populist.
Okay.
So it's kind of interesting. So that's kind of how I do it. So I do the books.
All right. So books are a big part of your growth plan.
Huge.
What are other opportunities or other things? So say I don't love books. I do love to read and I would love, you know, to have that growth plan. I don't at the moment. But what are some other things that people can do to grow besides reading or listening to audiobooks?
So you need to find opportunities for trainings and sessions. You know, you and I were in Orlando in August at the IMC, the International Maxwell Conference. So, and you know, I make sure that I go at least once a year. I have to be there because that's where the newest ideas and thoughts are being expressed in terms of delivering training and specific training on leadership and adding value to people. So you need to find those opportunities. And they're all over the place. You know, the other thing is, so maybe I'm not a reader or I just can't get into books, TED Talks.
Yeah.
You know, YouTube search TED Talks on mm-hmm. whatever topic you have. I think another critical thing for people is just learn something.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I do, and in front of me, I have my day planner that I carry with me, and it's a customized one. And I'll try to plan through things. Like today was kind of crazy just because we had a board meeting and I did training and a podcast and I'm going to a meeting. But I will actually plan out my day that says these are things that I need to accomplish. Mm-hmm. And then what I will do is the next morning, and I do this in the morning. I don't do it the night at the end of the day. I will reflect on my previous day.
Okay.
And I have reflection questions. What went well? What didn't go well? What did I learn? Mm-hmm. And what will I change? Those are my four specific ones. I have a couple others that I put in there. But that, what did I learn? So every day I'm trying to figure out, did I learn something?
Yeah.
And if you don't, then you have to ask yourself, so if I didn't learn something and I didn't add value to somebody else, mm-hmm. was my day worth living?
Hmm. Do you ever ask yourself if you've just does it always have to be another person, or can you count yourself as the person that you
added value to?
Yeah.
I've never thought of it. That's a good question. Clearly, if you learned something, you were adding value back to yourself.
Yeah.
But sometimes I think we overthink what it means to add value to somebody. So did I make mm-hmm. a difference in a person's life?
Yeah. So can you give an example, like what you might write down? Is it something profound, or is it something that can be small?
Let me look back. How's that?
He's pulling up his iPad right now with his special OneNote.
Okay, so actually, so this is a good example, because I didn't have an answer for some of this. So the questions that I ask myself in the morning, there is a question I ask myself every morning for that current day. What am I feeling right now?
Okay, I like that.
And my goal for that one is, because it's part of my growth plan, is how am I feeling mm-hmm. emotionally okay. and physically? Part of a growth plan, my plan for my life is that every day I want, every day should become a masterpiece.
Okay.
So I want to live every day to its fullest. Mm-hmm. I want to, I have my 12 affirmation statements that we've talked about in other podcasts that kind of set my mental tone for the day, and I'm a very faith-based person. So a lot of that is faith-based, but I want to make sure that every day I am living to the fullest opportunity that God has in store for me for that day. So part of it is, how am I feeling? So you'd say, why would you ask yourself that? If I find myself day after day with a bad emotion or feeling down. Mm-hmm. So on this date, September 25th, what am I feeling right now? Ready to get going. That's just what I put in there.
Okay.
Was that a Monday, Tuesday? I don't remember what it was. I was energized. I was ready to go. I couldn't wait to get going.
Yeah.
What went well? I had two coaching sessions that day that I thought went well, and I'd identified the two people. These coaching sessions went well. What didn't go well? I had two other coaching sessions. Those coaching sessions did not go well. Mm. And so this becomes a kind of a thought process, a learning type thing. Why didn't it go well? So I've been, at the time of writing this, what did I learn? I have a question mark. And what would I change? I still have a question mark because I'm not sure.
Okay.
But as I'm thinking about it again now is, okay, why did those coaching sessions not go as well as I like? Well, the clients weren't prepared. Now, I give them a prep sheet in advance. They didn't read it.
Okay.
So why not? What's going on? Mm-hmm. So that could be a learning for the day.
Yeah.
And then I also say, what was the highlight of my day? So on this day, I had taught an Everybody Communicates Few Connect class, and I thought the class went well. So that really was my highlight. Here's another one. What did I learn? See notes below. So then I go back down.
Can you give an example? So how do you, give into another person's life? Can you give
an example of adding value to another person's life?
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you.
So if you and I are having a conversation mm-hmm. and you are stuck on something mm-hmm. and I can help you think through that.
Okay.
I just added value to your life.
Nice. So do you typically write down coaching client examples or family, or how does that usually work?
Yeah, so typically it's going to be, for me, because I'm in this role of doing training and coaching and development, it's really easy to go through the day.
Yeah.
But you can't cop out on that. Like, that makes it too easy. So did I make, what value did I add to my wife's life that day? Did I find something that would be interesting for her to read, perhaps? Yeah. Did I say, listen, don't cook, we'll go to dinner, or let me please cook, whatever it might be. It's just, it's living your life for other people as opposed to yourself. And the reason why that's so important for me is because I typically am a selfish person, selfish person. I'm an I behavior profile, and we struggle with always making things about us. And so when I went through my, so this is part of my growth as well, growth plan. When I went through my certification, and I don't know if they did the same thing for you, but they did with me, we had to ask two of our closest friends what our greatest strength was and our greatest weakness was.
They didn't make us do that, but I should do that.
You should do that. Mm-hmm. Or you could just take transformational leadership and I make them do it. But so in doing that, I asked my wife and my best friend who lives in Arizona. And when I asked my wife, she didn't give me an answer for the longest time. Mm-hmm. And when she finally did, and she'll probably, I don't know if I'll be in trouble for saying this, but because it's true. So it's never, the truth isn't going to get you in trouble, right? Mm-hmm. So I said, she said to me, she actually wrote it to me. She said, you don't value people enough. And she was right. So all of the aspects in my life, people in my life, I enjoy them. I like being with people, but I like being with people for what people do for me.
Mm, okay.
Not me living for them.
Yeah.
So I realized that that is, yes, it's a behavior profile thing, but if I let it stay there, it becomes a character
thing. Exactly.
So part of my growth is to intentionally look for ways to add value to people.
I like that. Do you ever establish someone you want to add value to that day? Do you ever just say, I'm really going to focus on this person at work or this coaching client or this family member?
It not specifically like that. And that is a good idea. You know, I know that in listening to John once talk about that, he said that he will look at his agenda for the next day and determine who on that day he's going to add value to. Now I have had times when I have thought about, okay, there's a special weekend. My grandkids are coming from Ohio, let's say, or my daughter. What can I do to make it a more special event? So I guess in that respect, yes, that does happen.
Right.
But it's a good point that, you know, why don't I look at my agenda for the next day and say, who specifically am I going to try to add value to that day? Because it's
curious.
You know, and people, we miss the boat on just being nice.
Yeah.
You know, holding the door for people. Mm-hmm. Like, if you could just go to a mall sometime and just see how many people hold doors and how many people don't.
Oh, yeah.
You know, or how many people have their face in their phone as they walk through a crowd, never making eye contact with people. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of that adding value piece.
Yeah. So you do the books.
You do the books.
Your monthly book. You do your reflections every day and your affirmations.
My trips to Orlando.
How long did it take you to develop this growth plan and, you know, kind of stay on it? I feel like it's almost one of those things like a New Year's resolution. Oh, I'm going to do my growth plan this year, and you make it a couple weeks and...
Yeah, no, you can't do that. So I came through a really bad time professionally where I was burning out and I wasn't, the company wasn't doing well. I wasn't doing well. And that's when I realized I was living the law of the lid, which is the law number one of the 21 irrefutable laws, and that I needed to grow. And really, once I started that, growth gives you such joy.
Yeah.
It's like being able to breathe better. Mm-hmm. So if you've ever had asthma or a breathing issue or bad allergies, and all of a sudden you can breathe, that's the kind of feeling I think you have when you're growing.
Yeah.
Professionally, personally, Mm-hmm. You know, in anything, whether it's learning a foreign language, learning a hobby, right. just learning something new, learning how to fish a different way.
Yeah.
I've talked about that where I've learned to fish, do better bass fishing with my boys. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
It brings joy to your life.
Right.
So once you do it,
mm-hmm.
you don't want to go back.
Yeah.
And I know, for instance, so here's another example. So I was struggling with some motivation to do some of my writing, and all I had to do was listen to a podcast, which is another way to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And all these ideas just started flowing. So you give yourself, it's for instance, it's like going to a buffet. Unless you go to the restaurant, you're too far from the food. So find a way to get close to whatever it is that's going to make you feel better. Podcasts, TED Talks, books, people, events.
Yeah.
You know, and I've said too, and I think I wrote about it, but I'm not sure if it was one of our newsletters or one of my weekly emails. You know, if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. Mm-hmm. So part of a growth plan is always being around people smarter than you.
Right. Speaking of, we have a really cool event coming up.
We do.
Called Live to Lead.
Yes.
So can you tell us a little bit about what is Live to Lead?
Okay. So Live to Lead is, you know, MACNY does a lot of events. We have like 300 events per year. We have 11 WOW events, but in my opinion, the WOW event is Live to Lead. To Lead is, it originates in Atlanta, mm-hmm. John Maxwell Company. So I brought Live to Lead to MACNY 3 years ago. So this is our third or fourth?
I can't remember either.
But I can't, it brought it even before I came here.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. So it must be third. It is what John Maxwell does is he gets three or four
mm-hmm.
other thought leaders mm-hmm. together to present a topic.
Okay.
And they each speak for about 20 to 40 minutes, depending on the place that they get.
Yeah.
The John Maxwell Company will stream this live, usually the first Friday, I believe, in a month. I could be wrong, but I think it's first Friday in October as they typically do it live.
Mm-hmm.
And they stream it to 300 to 400 sites worldwide.
Nice.
Only John Maxwell team members can buy a site license to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do it live. We did stream it live the first year. It was a bit too nerve-wracking for me because
live streaming
and feeds go down and things like that. So we do it with a two-week delay. We do it at the Lodge at Welch Allen, which is an amazing venue.
Yeah.
We let the chef decide what the meal's going to be. We don't dictate that, and mm-hmm. they do a beautiful lunch for us. So what we'll do is we will replay the broadcast.
Yeah.
We break it up in between each speaker, and then we do a takeaway, you know, a debrief between each speaker. So this year's Live to Lead, well, the theme is called Leader Shift,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of a unique name.
But
so Carly Fiorina, former CEO of HP mm-hmm. and a presidential candidate, she's one of the speakers. Daniel Pink is one of the speakers. Yeah. Deborah Searle is one of the speakers. Thank you. And mm-hmm. Tyler Perry.
Yes.
So those are the, and John Maxwell.
Yep. So there's
five. We put those four speakers there, and mm-hmm. each one of them will talk about a different aspect of, you know, how do we recognize when a shift needs to be made?
Mm-hmm.
How do we recognize how we're supposed to make that shift?
Right. The timing.
The energy level.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really great. We get about 150 people in the room.
Yeah. I think that's the best part.
It is.
You get all these, you know, aspiring leaders who are looking to grow.
Right.
Just like we've talked about, you know, these people are intentional about their growth and they're going to go to these events.
Right.
And we get to, you know, speak to all of them and see what they think.
Exactly. And we also award our Transformational Leadership Award winner.
Most importantly.
So last year it was Eric Petrowski from Christech. We're excited to be, we're going to be looking at those.
Yeah, the nominations. Well, this will come out next week when we select, I believe.
Yeah, we'll select next week who it's going to be. So we'll have to figure out when we reveal that. I don't remember what we did last year. But that's new.
Yeah. So we'll have a nice little award, and they'll get their name on the wall here.
They get their name on the plaque here, and they get a beautiful
stickly clock
with the Transformational Leadership Award thing on it. So that's exciting. So Live to Lead is one of those typical examples. If you want to grow.
Exactly.
you got to find things like Live to Lead to mm-hmm. attend.
Yeah. And luckily, since you listen to the podcast, if you're local, you yep. can absolutely attend October 26th.
At the Lodge at Well Challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is great.
Looking forward to it.
So, you know, getting back to your original question about the growth plan.
Yeah.
You have to have people. Part of that that makes that work is having people speak into your life. Mm-hmm. You have to be honest enough to say to people, I don't know what I don't know.
Right.
And I may have blind spots.
Yep.
So help me figure this out. That was the beauty of the your two closest friends yeah. type of thing. 360s. You know, having somebody do a 360 yes. on yourself so that you can identify areas
mm-hmm. where you need to grow. When you say 360, maybe not everyone knows what that sure. is. What is that?
So it's basically an assessment of my performance, mm-hmm. talking to people that interact with me. So the first 360 I ever had done on myself, I did on myself, was when I was at SelfLock. And I mm-hmm. I wrote out a questionnaire, and it went to the owner. It went to my boss. Mm-hmm. It went to my peers. Mm-hmm. It went to my direct reports. And it even went to hourly employees that reported to my direct reports.
Oh, wow.
And I had it so that they could fill out this form and that they could then mail it to the owner's wife, who was the secretary of our board. Mm-hmm. So it's a totally confident. It has to be confidential.
Yeah.
An easy way to do that in an organization would be to come up with a questionnaire as a Word yeah. document.
Or PDF.
Or yep. PDF. You email it to people mm-hmm. and you say, fill it out on your computer so I can't read your handwriting.
Right.
Print it mm-hmm. and either leave it on my desk when I'm not there or put it in my mailbox.
Yeah.
So that it's completely anonymous.
Right.
And people, you know, people then can say, hey,
yeah.
this is what I think. Now, the goal, though, is that you see something you need to fix and you fix it.
Right.
And people see that you fixed it.
Right.
And then they realize you're sincere about it. Mm-hmm. And then you develop these feedback relationships with people.
Yeah.
Where somebody can say, hey, can I talk to you?
Right.
I noticed this. Mm-hmm. And then you say, wow, thanks so much.
Yeah.
You know, my wife saying that to me, I didn't want to hear it, mm-hmm. but I needed to hear it because it was true.
Right. Well, and, not agreeing, but
you know, and it was true. And it, you know, and she would know that because she knows me best.
Right.
That's why you pick the people closest to you mm-hmm. to start with. So it really, that was all part of my growth journey when it started.
Yeah.
You know.
Makes you super vulnerable.
It does.
I mean, I can't imagine.
But that's good.
Yeah.
You know, there's
you gotta
nothing.
You got to be there if you want to grow.
That's right. Sure. And you know, the other thing too is there's a phrase that we've heard at our JMT events, you know, you got to be in the room.
Yeah.
And, you know, MACNE does all kinds of events. Mm-hmm. Like we talked about our 11 WOW events, plus all the other events that we do throughout the year.
Training events.
Training events. You've got to be in the room.
Yeah.
If you're not in the room, you're not going
to
grow.
Right. And, you know, you just have to make it and put it on your calendar. And we've talked about it, like staff development and
yes.
getting people, you know, even the people around you, be excited.
And right.
Your excitement just goes to everyone, you know, once you get excited about something.
Sure.
I love when you, well, I don't love mornings, I'll be honest with everyone. David knows this, but even when you come in all excited and like that day you're ready to go,
yeah.
you know, that energy, even though it might not kick in for me.
I can tell when I say good morning and you look at me like really?
Hey. Okay.
That's
just
okay.
Takes you until about 9:30 to really warm up.
That's all right. I'm going to be tailing off really quick, and you're going to be keeping
exactly.
Up,
so I'll keep the afternoon energy.
Keep the afternoon energy going because I'm done by noon.
Yeah. So, but it's you know it's contagious for sure. So right.
And people that are growing have this yeah. this contagious personality.
Yeah.
Because they're excited about stuff.
Exactly.
And again, you can be excited about anything. Just
exactly.
learn
and be excited. Like when you were talking about. You know, the leadership books, I would like equate that. Like, I really like to cook or mm-hmm. or if you're like, I play sports sometimes.
Right.
Like, whatever it is for you, just, yeah, be excited. So
live with passion.
Yes. And grow. And
absolutely.
Stay on your growth plan.
Yes. And so you need accountability partners.
Yes. Okay.
You need somebody that's going to hold you accountable.
Nice. So who do you use?
So actually, the staff here holds me accountable.
I keep your calendar accountable.
Yes. And so how does that work? Well, the first piece was, and that started, almost 2 full years ago, next mm-hmm. month, we need you to write a blog post every week. Mm. well, what am I going to write about?
Right.
Unless I'm learning, I've got nothing to write about.
True.
So every week I have to be thinking new thoughts so that I can write about it.
Yeah.
And then, oh, by the way, you need to write a newsletter article every month. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. So that's even more. So you just work through those processes. So the other piece of my accountability is my annual subscription to Audible.
Mm, yeah.
Every month, I get a reminder, David, there's another credit waiting for you to use.
Yeah.
You're getting billed for it. You might as well use it.
Right.
And that's the other piece that I don't want to forget. Unless you're invested, you don't value it.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
So, you know, a lot of times I've worked for companies and I've been sent to training and they paid the bill and it's like, oh yeah, I'm going to go to training. But boy, if you pay the bill.
Right. Or, you know.
So invest in yourself.
Exactly.
Small. Yeah. It doesn't have to be a lot.
Right.
You know, for me, I can invest $15 a month in my leadership.
Exactly.
Training. You know, Macne is gracious enough to pay for my big conference stuff, but you know, if they wouldn't, I still would do it.
Exactly. And just like you said, a lot of the things you're talking about are free. You can go to the library. You can go
get audiobooks off the live from the library.
Yeah, and TED Talks, YouTube, it's all free. So, I mean, there's really no reason not to grow and develop.
Right.
So. Yeah, exciting stuff.
Any other questions for me?
And I don't think so.
Okay.
If there's anything you'd like to share.
No, I think, you know, it's growth. You got to do it.
Yeah. Because
if you don't do it, you might as well not be around. I know that sounds morbid, but if you're not growing, you're actually dying.
Right.
You know, I love the phrase that we've heard John Maxwell say, I know you've heard it. There are too many people that have died and they haven't made it official.
Right.
They stopped living.
Yeah.
There's no point in that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a great life out there that needs to be lived.
Yeah. And it's great to be in the office and watch you do it every day. I mean, I'm not as disciplined, but you get there.
I get there.
You got to work on it. So.
Take the journey. You got to be in the room.
That's right.
And so one of these days, I think we're going to have to do a podcast where you talk about some of these, more specifically, some of the classes that you're teaching.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm really intrigued by the generations in the workforce.
Yes. Well, I actually spoke to a class at Casanova College, my alum.
Alma mater.
Yes. Thank you, alma mater. I'm an alum. This afternoon, and I actually asked them questions about, okay, so if you go into a job, what are you expecting as a millennial?
Sure.
And it was very interesting to hear the things they want and what they expect. I said, besides money, okay, we all know we're going to get paid for a job, but you know, they want promotions early. They want time off.
Okay.
They want all of these different things.
So we're going to do a podcast on that.
Okay.
So
let's do
it. In the next few weeks, we'll do that.
Cool.
So with that, I'm Dave Freund, and you are
Hillary Hex.
And this was The Next Page.